business. Oh, Klaus is leaving, so I guess we have the minutes to approve. We haven't met since August, so I would call this a more low-key commission. So it's for David and Amanda, this is a great way to start your involvement in city government. I did review the minutes myself, made a couple of edits, and so I entertain a motion to approve the minutes. Klaus?
I make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
And then we would expect a second from one of the other commissioners, Amanda or David.
A second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Very good. All right. So let's just, we're going to do an introduction now for the new members. And what all I'm interested in is, you know, which part of Tacoma do you live in? What prompted you your interest in serving on the commission? And just a little bit about yourself. And Klaus and I will also introduce ourselves to you. Let me just start. So like I mentioned, I'm the chair of the commission, and I've been on since 2015 when the commission first began as an outcome of the charter review process earlier in the teens. I live in the theater district, which you can see right behind me, in Tacoma. It's actually Catalina. Anyway, so my wife and I have lived here for probably 7 years. I worked at UW-Tacoma. I retired from UW-Tacoma as an associate vice chancellor there. And as it happens in my retirement, I'm now teaching for the business school. So I don't know if you call this retirement, but I'm having a lot of fun teaching grad students. So that's good. We moved here from Seattle after living there for 30 plus years. And we have to say we love Tacoma. We live right downtown, just two blocks from City Hall. David, maybe you could share something about yourself and how long you've lived here in Tacoma.
Yeah, sure. So my name's David Estorita. I have lived in Tacoma since 2015. I am a veteran. That's what brought me here. I have a wife and a son. My son's two.
All right.
Let's see. I am attending this because I am a police officer.
Oh, okay.
In the state. And due to my job, I have kind of had to dig into politics, I guess, in a sense.
Okay.
And there's a lot I like and a lot I don't like. And I became, the primary purpose of me becoming a cop was to help people.
Gotcha.
And it doesn't seem to me like that there's a whole lot of help going around.
Gotcha.
In my opinion, from what I see.
Okay.
Somebody was talking to me, a group of people were talking to me, and they suggested that I get more involved and mm-hmm. see where I could kind of lend a hand. So I am doing the very best that I can to listen in and learn and see where I guess I could work best at, you know?
Oh, that's cool. I think this is a good place to start. It's probably not. We have very narrow responsibility. It's not perhaps as broad as you might suspect, but it is still, you'll learn about a lot about the city of Tacoma and how it operates. So that's a good thing. Which jurisdiction are you a police officer in?
Seattle.
Okay. Excellent.
Yes. So
kind of an easy year, kind of coasting with the pretty much.
I'm based out of the East Precinct. So, I wouldn't call it necessarily easy. I would say it's very, I guess a polite word would be challenging.
An opportunity to grow and learn, isn't it? I lived in Madison Park for 35 years, 36 years.
So, ah, very nice.
You think we've had our share of, we have benefited from the quality services of the Seattle Police Department on occasion. Not too often, but enough.
So, no, Madison Park's pretty good. I enjoy going over there. So
yeah, I can imagine it's compared to Capitol Hill. Sorry.
No, but it's all good.
You won't go there.
Yeah, so I want to get more involved and see if I want to help my personal community out a lot more with things that I know.
Good.
So, yeah.
Klaus, maybe you could go next and just introduce yourself to Amanda and Dave.
Yeah, this is Klaus. I live up in Northeast Tacoma. Been a resident in Washington since 84, military background, loved the area, so I stayed here. Next thing you know, I got married and family and decided not to leave. Got on the commission, received a letter, and I'm just kind of one of those people, I guess, if you get the opportunity to give a little bit back to the community, it's probably a good thing to do it. Support the Blue. I'm a big fan of yours right there, especially if you're in the East Precinct, Seattle. You guys got a rough job up there, so keep the faith.
Amanda,
appreciate
it. Yourself? That's it for me.
Thank you. Sounds
good. I've been in Tacoma almost exactly 2 years. We bought a house down here about 2 years ago. Before that, we were Everett and Seattle, a couple other places. So, but I decided to try to work with the community because we were going to our local community meetings and they said more people needed, more hands, more people. So that's what we're doing.
So what kind of livelihood do you pursue?
My spouse works in e-commerce and right now I just do some delivery driving, but I have a bachelor's in environmental science.
Oh, cool. Very good. Mm-hmm. Excellent. From UW-Tacoma?
No, actually from a university in Utah.
Oh, my God. Well, I just trying to make a pitch for UWT.
Yeah, maybe I can go get my master's. We'll talk about that.
MBA program. Excellent. Excellent faculty in the MBA program. So, sorry, guys. I shouldn't be advertising. That was a mistake. Introduction, that's it. So let's talk about the purpose of the commission. Again, I wanted to just emphasize, this is an unusual commission. Before, so let me just give you a quick background. I was in city government for 27 years until age 50, and then I went to work in global health, which is totally different, and then I went to work for higher education and then retired from there. But it was actually my background in city government. I was HR director for the city of Redmond for 15 years. They have, in addition to the five districts being represented, there are two at-large positions, an HR specialist like me, and then a legal specialist. And we don't have that position right now. But the commission has just one job, and that is to set fair salaries for the mayor, deputy mayor, and council, and that's it. So what's significant about that, which is just striking to me as a person who's spent the first half of my career in city government, is that we actually have the final say on salaries for the elected officials. We have the final, it's remarkable. I've never experienced a commission that has absolutely final authority to make this decision, to make a decision and implement it. We have to do that every August. So that's what we do. In doing that, we've done surveys of the city council. We've met with the mayor on occasion to have her discuss her role, her job. One of the interesting things about the city of Tacoma is we have both a city manager and an elected mayor who's full time. So that's a not the standard, either a strong mayor or city manager form of government. So we have both. And so it creates a unique role for the mayor of Tacoma. Then we've also had meetings with our city council members, and they've talked about their work. So it's a bit of a chance to educate ourselves about their work, so we can have that in mind as we set salaries, just like we would with any compensation decision. We would want to know what people do in order to decide what is fair compensation for that level of work. The other piece I would offer is that other jobs, there is no competitive market for city council members or elected officials. So we do compare we'll be talking about what we want to have at our next meeting in May. But it is, it's a bit unusual because, I think this idea of fair compensation for the nature of the work is challenging when you don't have any external reference points that really are set up on a normal compensation profile or examination. So that's my two cents on that. I just wanted to be clear. This was created by the Charter Review Committee to depoliticize the setting of salaries for elected officials. Other cities have done something similar. Previous to this, the commission, the city council set their own salaries. And they actually had set up a system where they got automatic pay raises. And that maybe made sense at the time they created it, but over time, created this artificial inflation of their compensation. So we haven't changed the compensation for council and deputy mayor much in the past, now 6 years. We have increased the mayor's salary somewhat. So what questions do you have about the chart, the purpose of the commission? And Klaus, if you'd like to add anything based on your understanding.
No, I'm good.
Amanda, David, any questions?
Did I hear right that when is the next meeting? In May?
May. We just meet 4 times a year.
Times a year?
That's it. So it's, like I said, low-key, man. We meet in, February. This is a bit unusual because we have...
Yeah, the days, right.
But then in May, in August, and in November, the absolute requirement is we have to make a decision in August about salaries for the, in this case, 2022. And then because there's a deadline of September 1st to decide on salaries and have them implemented. So just be aware of that.
Are the salaries determined or based off of the amount of work to, I guess, where they live in Tacoma? Is that kind of how that works?
No, we'll talk about that in just a moment.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. We have a couple of briefing documents to go over with you. And also to refresh Klaus's memory and mine too, about where are we with salaries and some of the criteria that we've used. Before we go there, we're gonna talk about the commission appointment status, and then we'll talk about commission training. We want to cover a couple of points that are important for you to know to understand what's the foundation of the commission's work. So Jamie, could you talk a bit about the current commissioner status?
Yes, and let me pull that up. We had two new replacements with David and Amanda. We also had the position that was doing the legal side that had been appointed. He had resigned last year, and we're still in the process of trying to find a decent sized candidate pool to bring to the mayor so that she can choose. So far, we've only had one applicant. Came in right away. I kind of thought maybe we would get a, you know, a rash more, but we've still got a few days left in that posting that we put out to the Bar Association. So we're hoping for at least two for her to review. But okay. That should be happening here very soon. And certainly that should be done and hopefully approved by council in time for the May meeting. We're on track to have plenty of time for that.
This is these are three-year appointments. And there's, as we learned at our last meeting, there's no chance to to be reappointed except for the mayoral appointees, myself and or the HR specialist and the legal specialist are appointed by the mayor. They can be reappointed, but the district commissioners just have a three-year term. Jamie, could you go over when our terms expire for the four of us who are here?
So Brandon and Klaus came in at the same time in District 1 and 2. Let me make this bigger. Their terms go until 2022. David and Amanda, you guys both just came in and you'll go till September 30th of 2023. It always ends in September and they're staggered three-year terms so that we're not having complete turnover. Let's see, Patricia is coming up this September. So in the next meeting or so, we'll be going through the process on what we have to do to get a replacement for her and get her approved through council in a timely manner. And then Richard was also reappointed in 2019, was it, to go to 2022 as well. Okay. So varying dates for each of you.
Gotcha. Excellent. Great.
Oh, and then the open legal position, once that one gets filled, it will be filled this September, at which point she'll have the option to then redo it for another 3 years because Chad was, or that position is set to expire September 30th of this year.
Oh, okay.
So it'll just be filling that remainder of the term, but then she could potentially reappoint.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let's move on to action items, the commissioner training. So for that, we have a couple of things we want to cover. The first is some basic compensation information. And then we also want to talk about open meetings, kind of training requirements that you have.
Did you want to go over first, Richard?
Well, actually, let's do the open meetings first. Could you just tell me? Okay.
Go ahead. I'm going to be sending all of you guys these documents after the meeting, just so you have them for your records. To be on a commission board, there's an open meeting training that you need to take. It's online. We have 90 days to get it done. It's not very long at all. It just basically goes over the process and how really in this meeting, anybody in the public could come and view this meeting. We've never had anybody. We're not quite like city council where people want to be more there, but by all means, people are allowed. So at the bottom of this is the link to get to, and let me pull that up.
Yeah, are you
sharing? You guys all see this information? It says my screen is sharing, but can you see it?
It just has the agenda right now, Jamie.
Oh, why is it not?
By the way, at our first meetings in 2015, we had people show up. And then
did you?
Yep.
Okay, let me get in here so I can share and show you guys. New share. I'm used to Teams, not a.
Oh, is that what you use in the city is Teams or Zoom? Which?
We do Teams mostly, unless it's we have people from outside, then we do Zoom. Can you guys see it now?
No.
Okay. Let me just screen one. Share. Now?
Yep. Got it.
This is where that link is going to take you. Just kind of goes over the laws, why the training is critical. And as you kind of go down, there's just a couple lessons. And then at the end, if you could please save the certificate that they send you and send me a copy. I have to give it to the clerk's office to show that everyone is on the same page. It doesn't take very long. It's like maybe an hour of your time, but within 90 days we ask. So probably by the next meeting, we would have to have this recorded.
It's good. It's important to know. I mean, we have to follow the rules, and these are the rules that we have to follow. So it's important for us to be knowledgeable about that. So I think for all of us, we should be completing this, not just the new commissioners, but all the commissioners. It's been a long time since we've had training. The initial training in 2015 is kind of worn off, so a little refresher wouldn't be a bad thing.
I think it's like, that's a good idea as well.
Good. All right, and you'll be sending that link to us?
Yep, I'm gonna send this, the commissioner dates and terms, everything that we discussed, the other, the chart that you did, Richard, all of that. I'll send that after the meeting.
Perfect, excellent, okay. So the next thing we wanna cover is just the basic, what's the reality in terms of compensation right now? So Jen, do you have those ready to share or?
I have it right here. Is this the one that Jen?
Nope, the one I sent to Jen earlier.
Oh, the one that you sent earlier. I can...
Richard's presentation.
Got it.
You have that one, right?
I do have it. I just, oh my gosh, please excuse me.
Summary for Amanda and David and a refresher for Klaus and myself about.
Can you see this one?
Perfect. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to mute now.
Jen, do you want to just walk us through this?
Yeah, certainly. Thank you. I'm Jen Peters. I'm the HR manager over Class and Comp for the City of Tacoma. So I am not a member of the committee. I am here as an advisory member only. So in May, we will present a more, I guess, thorough and detailed report, which Klaus, I know you've seen it, and Richard, you certainly have. But for now, we haven't refreshed the data. So every year I provide compensation data to the committee that will help inform whatever decision you make. So we just wanted to give you sort of an overview of what it looks like now. So the mayor, the deputy mayor, and the council members all have different pay rates. These are salary rates. All council members other than the deputy mayor have the same pay rate. So the mayor's current salary is $102,203. The deputy mayor is $50,003. And then the council members are currently at $44,990. And then if you look in the right-hand column, you'll see a benefits section that is just giving you an overview of what benefits the council members have access to, because they do have access to our the city's benefits offering. And you'll see that there are, the mayor's benefits package is slightly different. The deputy mayor and the council member all have the same benefits package. And then Richard, we have that second, I don't know if you guys wanted to take some time to read through what those benefits look like, if you wanted me to read through them.
Just take a moment to look through, Commissioner, if you would, just take a look at the benefits. And then I have a couple of questions.
I thought we took away the mayor's parking spot. Just kidding.
Me, Klaus.
might need that revenue going forward.
I'm just surprised that there's mandatory paid sick leave for elected officials. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't know how that works exactly, but yep. It's a charter city, so you guys get to do what you want.
Don't they all have full-time jobs the way it is? With the exception of one, I think they all have full-time jobs. So
yep.
I don't understand why we would offer them health insurance.
Well, and they do pay the prorated, or they pay the employee premium, which is currently for employee only $50 per month, and for employee plus family, so that could be any number of dependents and a spouse, $100 per month.
So it's a good bargain for that.
And we should be on that.
Yeah, we want to have the commissioner though. This is uncompensated. But just to, with the assumption behind these numbers is that the mayor is working full time and that the deputy mayor and council members are part time. I guess I've used a rule of thumb as basically somewhere between 50 and 60% is their schedule. It's striking, and when we meet with elected officials later during the year, there is a lot expected of the elected officials in terms of their time and presence in a variety of both community and regional meetings. So juggling the person's personal employment with the fulfilling their duties as a council member is pretty challenging. So, but think of it as the basically, as I think 60%, Jen, isn't that correct? That's our kind of rule of thumb for elected official part-time city council members and so forth. Okay. What questions, David or Amanda, do you have about this information?
So a city council member is considered part-time employment? Is that my understanding?
Sure.
And for part-time employment, for 12 months, they make $44,000.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
In Seattle, the council members are full-time. Here, they're part-time.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's a lot of part-time. Busy
part. Gotcha. Okay. Is the deputy mayor also part-time since it's kind of semi-grouped in there?
Yeah, it's actually the deputy mayor. The mayor is still a member of the city council in that she still votes and it chairs the council meetings. And if she's not available, then the deputy mayor does. So he's basically backup for the mayor. Gotcha. I actually don't know to what degree the deputy mayor is called upon to kind of fill in, but it's occasionally during the year, there'd be some time that they do something. Great. Jen, what next do you have for us?
Jamie, do you have that next tab that was in that spreadsheet?
From you?
No, it was from Richard.
Oh, let me see here real fast.
Oh, while we're doing that, Jen, what are of the seven council members, is that right? Or eight council members? How many of them have elected to receive health benefits?
I do not know the answer to that question, but I can find that out for our next meeting.
I would just be curious. It doesn't really, the fact that it's available is available, but I'd be curious.
Bear with me. I just had the one Word document with this information. I didn't see a second tab.
Oh.
What was that?
If I can forward it to you.
It's the second tab in Jen's original.
Oh, in Jen's, okay. Jen, if you forward it to me, I would appreciate it.
Sure.
That. And then,
Well, while we're doing that, let me also explain to Amanda and David the reference point we've been using to determine the fairness of council salaries is the median family income for Tacoma residents. I believe what you provided, Jen, was, and we'll work to get a more precise numbers, but the latest kind of approximation is the median income for Tacoma residents is $64,000 per family. And so if you take 75% of that, or I'm sorry, if you take 60% of that, it seems like we're still in a level of fair compensation for the part-time city council members. I should actually know what the, sorry.
So when I open this, it just has the one word document of the 2020 elected official compensation.
You don't see it in an Excel spreadsheet?
No, I have the Excel spreadsheet that you have, but let me pull it up.
I've never even used Zoom, so I don't even know.
Now you can just pull up that spreadsheet.
Let me do that.
Because Richard, the only thing you updated.
I don't even know how to mute it. Oh, here we go. Oh, boom. Okay, that works. Okay. Sorry, I had my first time using Zoom, people. I apologize.
You're doing great.
Well, you don't do Zoom on patrol, huh? You have to actually go out.
No, there. I don't.
You should get with the times. Tell the.
Hey, you know what? I'm terrible with all this stuff, so I'm learning quick.
Excellent. Well, this is good. This is an introduction for you, David.
Which task it is. Are you wanting?
I see. Yes.
So this is the chart that Jen will be updating for us that we'll be reviewing in May with 2021 salaries. If you go to the I think actually this is a little overkill right now. I think we're fine. I think if we just plan on at our next meeting to reviewing in more detail what other elected officials are, how they're paid. If I recall, Mayor Woodard, I won't confuse, let's just stick with that. We'll call this done. Is there anything else we should cover at this point as a foundation for the new commissioners?
I think you've done pretty well getting it all in.
Okay, excellent. All right. I've been a staff person for so long, it's hard to turn that off. Yeah. Klaus, is there anything you'd like to offer as an observation about our decision making or how we've handled these issues?
Well, obviously last year was pretty easy with the pandemic and everything. There was no money they didn't get, nobody got a pay raise. So the eye-opening thing too about last year, and it's be nice if you guys could have seen that tonight, was we did get a brief view of what the budget in Tacoma is going to look like for the next few years because of all the lost revenue, you know, downtown parking, the Tacoma Dome. You know, it's going to take a few years to recover from the pandemic. So even, you know, if we're in a position come August where, you know, hopefully with the new vaccine and everybody's right with their reports that anyone that wants to be vaccinated will be done by the end of June. If that's correct, then God, let's hope so. But, you know, maybe they'll get a 1%, a 2%, but it's not going to be that 17% that the governor somehow squeaked out last year. I don't know how he got that, but that wasn't this committee. But we have, you know, the one meeting we did have that was pretty impressive last year, I thought, was one with the mayor. We do have a pretty upbeat mayor, Mayor Woodward. You know, she's a Tacoma girl through and through, loves to promote the city. Pretty down to earth and just a great face for the city with that enthusiasm she provides. Because of the pandemic, we got kind of cheated out meeting with some of the, you know, council members. I was kind of looking forward to that because, you know, you could ask questions, you know, any kind of question you wanted right there, right in front of them. Like, you know, why? I don't think any of us would say, why do you feel you deserve a pay raise? But, you know, what have you done? You know, you could specifically come out and say, you know, what have you done or, you know, what are you focused on? You know, try to make your district better. You know, I know, and I can see it up here in Northeast Tacoma, but can you see it, you know, like over in the peninsula, or can you see it out in Parkland or, you know, your district? It's got some challenges, makes you think a little bit, but at the same time, I met some nice people, you know, and that's probably always the perk is you always get to meet great people along the way. So, but there's going to be some challenges going forward. We're not going to be able to make them all happy because the bottom line is where's the money going to come from? And we don't have the ability to pass a $1.9 trillion budget just for the city of Tacoma.
surprised. The budget for the city of Tacoma is impressively large. If I believe it's correct, $1 billion, is that correct, roughly?
I remember the $1 billion term being used. It might have been like one point something.
So very large. It's a big business. It's a big, very big business. And obviously, one of the things that I'm very conscious of in making these is I have two conflicting thoughts about the compensation for elected officials. At the one level, I spent decades in HR, and fair compensation is critically important. And yet, the whatever we do with elected officials is kind of magnified. It really is seen as, if you're doing something for the council and mayor, what are the implications in terms of how are the employees being treated? How are the negotiations with the various unions going? And what's the we don't want to make life difficult for the city or undermine in any way a city operations by focusing only on elected official compensation and not in the context of the overall effect of those decisions on the city workforce. So that's one thing. The other piece that is challenging is just recognizing the complexity of the jobs these people do. The kind of campaigns that we see, they just scratch the surface. There's hardly, the real work of the council is actually very complex, and they're pulled in many different directions. So for elected officials to do the job well, really takes a real clear thinking and a lot of commitment. And it's not, so I'm just conscious of being fair in light of that workload as well. But like Klaus said, if the city is having to cut back, furloughing people, laying people off, eliminating positions, then it's hard to justify increasing compensation for elected officials. Still, we need to educate ourselves, make decisions that we can make as best we can. So that's my 2 cents on that.
I think they understood that. I didn't hear anybody complain or you didn't hear backlash or anything, did you?
No. No, it's typically pretty matter of fact. Here's what it is, people. Here's why we've made this decision. And let's move on. So let's talk about the May meeting and what we would like to cover in that May meeting. And Klaus, this might be a good place for the voice of experience to talk about it. We can go over comparative information from other cities. We can invite the mayor or the council to meet the meeting to talk more about their work to update us on what's going on, especially valuable for Amanda and David. We could have an update on the budget. What do you think would be most valuable?
I think reviewing the numbers is always a good idea. And I think they should meet the mayor most definitely. I mean,
that makes total sense.
And, maybe I know it's every couple of months we meet, but even in that was a May July meeting, if we could maybe get a councilman or two in just, for a few minutes.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
But I think when they see the comparison of what, other cities do for their full-time or part-time based on population and the average salary, they'll have a real good idea of what we're trying to do.
Good. I think that makes sense. You just focus on, like you said, comparative information.
Oh my God, can you hear my dog?
No.
my dogs are having a field day behind me here. Sorry.
Okay, so Amanda has dogs, Jen has dogs, Jamie has dogs. We don't have a dog. David, do you have a dog? Okay, so we got two. Yeah, I guess you have to get pets, David. I don't know what to say.
Oh, I don't have a dog. There we go.
Okay, So I think that makes sense. Let's invite the mayor and let's review the numbers. That makes total sense. Jamie, you're muted. Jamie?
Every day. I do it once a day. Did you want me to try to get a council member as well? Or do you think that's too many? Or I mean, we still also have, we have to decide in August, I guess. So may we should probably get a lot of information in.
I guess my bias is to just stick with the mayor.
That's fine.
I think that would be, yeah, it could be a little, because the jobs are so different. They're complementary, obviously, but they're very different.
Well, she was a council member, so she can speak to how that works too.
Yeah, I think that might be good to have her comparison, and I can send some questions again just to pry in the pump.
Oh yeah, that would be great.
So I think with that, I want to ask Amanda and David what questions you have, what do you think about what you've gotten yourself into? I don't know.
I think it's all great. It's I have no idea what I'm doing, which is even better. It's good to get the information and to learn, especially going forward. And I want to attend more meetings all around. I just came from a meeting before I got on with you guys. So for me, it's very exciting. I look forward to learning more. Very informative. So thank you.
Sure. Amanda?
I think this is going well. Some of the information is a little bit new. Like I wasn't exactly sure how part-time the you know city council is and things. So this will be a very fun and interesting experience.
Okay, excellent. Great. Okay, well, I think with that, 6:47, we'll move to adjourn the meeting. Klaus?
Make a motion, we adjourn.
David?
Second.
David, second. Okay, all in favor say aye. We're promptly adjourned. We'll see you in a couple of months.
Wonderful.
Jamie, thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
May help you safe, everybody.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.